this is Tony Lloyd. Being a broadcaster for many years, I've witnessed some great stories in the music industry, and now I want to bring as many music stories to you as I can in this series of podcasts. My goal is that they will inspire others making their way in the music world.
Music Stories with Tony Lloyd.
Ninuka Keshalashvili, welcome to Music Stories. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Very well, thank you. And I have to say that your brilliant name was a little tricky for me to pronounce, and you did correct me before we started. So thank you. Thank you for helping with that. Ninuka Keshalashvili. And you're a young lady from Georgia originally, is that right?
Exactly. First of all, thank you for having me. I'm really excited to talk to you and to share my musical story with your audience. Yeah, so I'm from Georgia. I was raised in Georgia and my family still lives in Georgia. But currently I'm studying in Germany, in Münster, at conservatory. So already for 3 years I'm here in Münster.
Okay. And I presume, because you're a fantastic concert pianist, that you're studying some kind of music.
Thank you for a compliment. I'm in third year of bachelor still, but same time I have some concerts and I'm trying to pursue my dream as a concert pianist, but I'm thinking that I'm in the process of becoming concert pianist. So now I have still 1 year and a half till the end of the bachelor and then master, and then it's long way, but I'm really grateful to be here in Germany now to get more and more opportunities to express myself through music.
Okay, well, on social media you certainly have been. We'll talk a bit more about that in a minute. First, I've found another word that you may or may not recognize. Gamma jobber.
Yeah, Gamma Jobber means hello.
Okay.
I must say that Georgian is really hard language. I would also tell you a little bit more about Georgia. Yeah. So this country is really interesting, and I'm really proud that I'm from Georgia, because this is very rare and extraordinary culture, and we have one of the oldest language and alphabets, and so our nature is also very interesting. We have Black Sea and Caucasus Mountains, and our Georgian kitchen is also very delicious, I must say.
Oh, wow.
And people love it. And also the wine. I really, really am proud of Georgian wine culture.
All right, okay. I have to tell everybody that Ninuka has, I'm talking to her on Zoom, and there's not a wine bottle or glass in sight, so we're okay. It sounds a lovely country. It used to be part of the USSR, wasn't it?
Exactly. It was the part of the Soviet Union, and it was really hard time of Georgia. I wasn't born for this time, so I didn't experience it by myself, luckily. But the people who experienced that, it was really, really hard and very a painful time for Georgia, because Georgian people always used to have this freedom to express themselves as a Georgians, and when it was a part of the Russian Soviet Union, it was very painful, of course.
Oh,
so
okay.
I was born when Georgia was already free country, and we I had never the problem to express myself, so I'm used to this freedom, and now Georgia improves itself as a European standard country, and we are also waiting to become the part of the European Union, and hopefully we will get that.
I'm sure you will. There's a vacancy because Great Britain moved out, so there's a hole to fill there, isn't there? I can say that because I live in France. I'm in the south of France. Okay, fantastic. Now, about your piano playing, you've obviously got an incredible talent, and I'm going to prove it in just a second. But how did you start? Because when I was about six, my mother said, "Okay, you've got to go and have piano lessons." And I was, and my brothers and sisters, we were all sent off to have private piano lessons. I got to grade three, but I didn't take the tests. I only passed grade one. I did enjoy it, and I'm glad I did it because it's given me an insight into music, and I've been in the music industry now a very long time. So it did help, but I wasn't very good at it. And my piano teacher, bless her, was a grumpy old lady. And so it wasn't enjoyable at all. Did that happen to you? Did your parents say, okay, Nanuka, off you go. You're now going to learn the piano. What happened?
So I must say first that I had opportunity from my family to experience getting known to different type of arts. So I was learning chess, I was in special math school, I was singing, dancing, I was doing everything what I was interested in. And piano was one of them first. And I was also very lucky because my first Georgian teacher, who I was with from the first till the last grade of the music school, was my neighbor. It was the coincidence that we were living in the same building. And so first, it was just as a hobby for me, like when I started playing piano. But my teacher was such an amazing person and also incredible musician. She was my motivation to get to know music more and more. And after first grade of learning piano, I already played with orchestra, but I never say that it was my work. I always say that it was hard work of my teacher, amazing teacher, and my mom. Because my mom was always visiting my lessons with me, was sitting there and writing everything and discussing with my teacher. And after the lesson, she could help me. So now when I'm getting older and older, I appreciate that more and more, of course. So it was the hard work and help and support from my teacher and my mom.
Okay. Well, I think that probably helped. You've definitely got a natural talent for it. And I'm going to prove it to the listeners now. Let's have a listen to this. And that's you playing a bit of Chopin, I think.
It's Schumann's second sonata, and this piece has really special meaning for me. I must say that Schumann is one of my dearest composer. I feel very comfortable to play Schumann and express myself through Schumann's music. And this piece was the last piece I could start with my Georgian teacher, because she sadly passed away 2 years ago, and it was the last piece I could discuss and get her amazing ideas about. And because of that, this piece is one of the dearest for me. And still now, when I have the chance to re-prepare this piece for a concert, it gives me a really nostalgia of working with my old teacher. Mm-hmm. And I must also say that now I have also this luck in life that my professor, current one, who is my mentor now, also gives me the freedom to express myself through music in my own way. So as a musician, this is very important to have this freedom, but also get these personal ideas from other musical professors. So I always say I'm a lucky person.
I understand. Absolutely, yeah. Awe-inspiring. Well, there you go. You see, I even got the composer wrong. I don't even know who composed Chopsticks, which is, I don't know if you know Chopsticks. So I'm just totally in awe of your talent. And if we, I'll put your Instagram handle on the text that goes with this interview for people to have a look at you, because just to watch you play is just awesome. Can I play another bit? Shall I play another bit? Yeah, she's nodding. I've no idea what that is. You're going to tell me now, I know. You're going to tell me.
This is Chopin, First Etude, Opus 10.
Okay. Wow. How do you remember where all the notes are? You're hardly looking at the keyboard, and you're playing so fast. Your hands are like a blur. And out comes this beautiful music. How do you do that?
So I must say that this question, how I remember all the notes, came from the first grade till 6 or 7, I think, what was the process of working on this ability to improve how fast I can learn new pieces. So I learned that in Georgia, obviously, with my Georgian teacher, Natalia Nasushuli, I must mention, because musicians know her, and this name is very, very important to me. And every time I have the possibility to talk about her, it's like endless. I'm really very respectful and thankful for her. So after this comes the process where I have to work on musical ideas, because technique is very important, but I can express myself and I can play music if I don't have my own ideas. So I have to get know to piece that I have to create the musical storyline. I have to improve my imagination and the fantasy, because everything comes from this side and technique just helps. Of course, I wouldn't be able to express myself through music if I don't have the technique. This is everyday routine and the hard work what I learned, and still improve myself through this, and I get to know different techniques of expressing this musical fantasy what I work on. But at the end, what makes musicians unique and authentic is the idea how you treat the piece and the composer. So for me, I really try to stay very respectful to the composer's style, because classical music is so complex. We have to stay in frames because composers have their own styles. For example, classical composers, Beethoven, Haydn, Mozart, for example, have some special styles we have to stick to. Chopin, Liszt, Schumann gives us more freedom and romantic expressions. And then comes late romantic and so on. So I would say my first priority as a musician is to respect those composers, and even though this respect, still be able to express myself, because this is the complex of classical music, that we have to still stay free, and we also have to stay in frames. So it's completely bipolar, and at the end, the idea of music is to share the emotions, passion and love with the public. So I really try to be authentic on the stage and not to fake anything and to not to lie, because of that I always try to play the pieces which are really close to me as a person. Because if I don't love the piece and the composer, I can't be real. And right. If I'm not real, then I don't want to play that to public.
I understand. And how long do you have to practice for? I mean, do you practice every day for hours and hours, or what's involved?
Well, so everyday practice is very important. It's a must for a classical pianist. So now, since I'm the student and I have a lot of theory classes and I have to attend them for sure, I'm not able to practice a lot. Sometimes it's 2-3 hours a day. But now when I have more free time and we have now holidays from the school, so I have more time, I try to stick to the plan 4 hours a day, because now I'm working on new repertoire and it needs a lot of time to get to the point when I can play this to public.
Wow. Well, that's some dedication, isn't it? Have you got time for anything else, like sports and studying anything else, or any hobbies, or are you totally devoted to playing classical music?
Well, so I'm also teaching at music school. So I have more than 12 students currently. I also have online students. I teach them so in South Africa and Germany too. So it goes like online as well. And I have also free time. I do Pilates. Okay. I weightlifting. I love working on my mindset. I listen a lot of podcasts and I love reading some psychological books, and I try to improve myself with my mindset too, because as a person and as a musician too, I really believe that the mind is our power. So if I can understand the power of my mind and I can get this point when I can use this, then as a musician and as a person, I have more opportunities to express myself in this life.
I understand. It sounds like you got it all sorted out. Do you play anything else other than classical music? I mean, do you sometimes just play a bit of Paul McCartney? Or a bit of jazz or something, just to make a difference, a change? Do you do that?
So I must say that I don't really play another styles of music, but I listen a lot of another style of music. I love jazz. I'm really obsessed with jazz to listen to. But as a musician, I have this respect to each of the styles of music. I prefer to just to listen, because if I know that I'm not good enough to play, for example, jazz, then I don't want to touch it, because I respect this untouchable.
Well, that's very modest of you, but I reckon you could easily play anything. You know, I'm going to play another bit of music now. Listen. I think I stole that from a recording of a concert that you were doing in front of an audience, I think. And very good. Are you going to tell me what that was?
So it was, again, Schumann, second sonata, but another fragment, because this sonata has 4 movements. And the idea of this sonata, so for me, it was... So Schumann's music expresses... a lot of battle between devil and angel side of Schumann. So for and Schumann also had the names for those devil and angel side. It was Florestan and Eusebius. And this piece for me was the journey how I found this battle between angel and devil. Okay. Through Schumann's music. So I love this idea and the aspect of battle between positive and negative energy, and because of that I really admire playing Liszt, because Liszt music is a lot of about heaven and hell. And this battle.
Well, those are the two choices. do you play any other instruments at all, or are you just play a lovely piano?
Well, I wouldn't say I play professionally any other instrument, but I had last 2 years a minor subject at conservatory, and it was harpsichord. So it's still keyboard, but it's older instrument, so harpsichord, and it was amazing experience for me. I also have some posts about me playing harpsichord. On Instagram.
Okay, we'll have a look for those. So how can people, obviously people can go into Instagram, we'll put the link in the interview text, but Are you available to download, and do you stream your music? How can people listen to you?
So I would say now my only platform where I upload and express my my music is on Instagram, and I try to improve my TikTok as well, because people currently listen a lot of TikTok, but I haven't recorded professional CD yet, so I'm waiting for this opportunity to have the official CD, and after that I will be on Spotify and other platforms for sure. Wow.
Good. Okay, well, let me know when that is, and we'll make sure that listeners to Music Stories know where you are. That would be good, but in the meantime we can find you on Instagram, obviously, as you say. What advice would you give to people who are thinking about learning the piano? Maybe their mothers have said you must go and learn the piano. People listening to this who are just thinking, well, there's no way I can do that, what would you say to them, just generally a piece of advice from you?
I always say, never be afraid to express yourself through music. Never give up, because even something seems like impossible at first sight, if you really want this, there is no way that with hard work you can do that. Because hard work always pays off, and I experience that a lot of times. And another one would be, stay authentic and don't be afraid to show who you are, because in music this is very important. And as a person and as a musician, I think that we all are personal uniques, and it makes us powerful. So stay unique, authentic, and never give up. You can achieve anything you want to.
Brilliant advice. That's amazing. Well, thank you so much for talking to me, Ninuka. You've been brilliant to interview, and I love watching you play. And thank you for talking to me on this episode of Music Stories. And we'll keep in touch, because maybe in a year's time we'll have a recap, you know, when you, and we'll find out if you've improved at all. I'll have a listen to your piano playing and see if I can see an improvement. I'm totally joking, you know that, don't you? Thank you very much for talking to me.
Thank you so much.
Tony Lloyd, creating audio and film worldwide.